All right, Joe Fisher, he's automatic every morning at 6:55, joins us now on the hotline. The Commodores at home tomorrow night against Rice, 6 o'clock kickoff, 5 o'clock pregame here on The Zone. Joe, how are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. Ready for a busy weekend.
It is a busy weekend, and you'll be Master of Ceremonies for the Hall of Fame induction. That should be a neat deal.
Yeah, really looking forward to that. It's been a long time in the making, and certainly what a prestigious class of former Vanderbilt athletes, coaches, administrators. It's going to be a great night, and really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to seeing a lot of these folks that I haven't seen in quite a while. So I would imagine it'll be pretty emotional for some. Certainly a long time coming for some, but it's going to be a lot of fun.
As you go forward from here, you know, years after this class is inducted, explain a little bit of the criteria for folks who will be chosen and will be honored ultimately by Vanderbilt.
Well, you know, it's sort of broken down into three or four different areas. You know, one is certainly just athletic contribution, certainly what you did during your time at Vanderbilt as a player or as a coach or as as an athletic director and administrator. One is sort of a service to the program even afterwards. Can involve administrators. Another one is one that's athletes or coaches that have gone on to distinguish themselves in other ways. You know, for example, you know, a Roy Kramer, who not only was an athletic director at Vanderbilt and a lot of renovations occurred during his time there, but also went on to distinguish himself as commissioner of the Southeastern Conference and all the things that he did involved with that. So there are several criteria for an opportunity to get into the Hall of Fame. And so it'll be interesting to see as the years go by, you know, who the groups are and how long it is before some of those athletes that we know from recent times and all the accomplishments they've had, you know, get voted in. So it'll be an interesting process.
Joe, one of the intriguing elements of the Rice game is, can Vanderbilt come from behind, you know, if Rice opens up a lead? Does Vanderbilt have the offense to generate the points if they get into that type of game with Rice? If you look at the way Rice's season's gone, they can score, but they can't always. Their defense isn't that good. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what happens, especially with Vanderbilt. I don't want to say that there's a possibility of a letdown, but when you know you go back to that South Carolina game, how big it is, that's got to be one of Bobby Johnson's worries.
You know, and it's probably something he wouldn't tell you he's worried about. I've asked about it. You know, I've talked to players about it, and they said they're not concerned about it. You know, some of the guys, you have to remember back to 2005. Remember when that team got off to such a good start and then faded after that, the losses that they ended up another losing season? You know, a lot of the guys that were redshirt freshmen on that team are seniors this year. And so they remember that, and I think that's going to be very helpful. Guys like Rashard Langford and, you know, guys that have been through that will make sure, or try to make sure at least, you know, that doesn't happen, that the younger guys don't take this one as a little bit of a letdown opportunity. There are a lot of factors in this one that are interesting. Rice certainly has moved the football up and down the field on everybody. I think most would arguably tell you that Vanderbilt's defense is the best of the ones they will have faced so far. So how will that defense match up? Now, what Rice has done terrifically offensively is, as much as they throw the ball around, the quarterback rarely gets sacked, and they don't turn it over that much. You know, they do a good job of, you know, staying out of trouble and not putting themselves in trouble. So it'll be interesting to see if Vanderbilt's pressure defense, you know, can get involved in this one. But as you mentioned earlier, Rice has given up a lot of yards defensively as well. So can Vanderbilt, as you said, manage enough points if necessary to win a shootout? It's one of those that everything points to a high scoring game, which means it'll probably be just the opposite.
10-7.
And Joe, some good news for Vandy Hoops, getting a lot of national pub this year on CBS and ESPN.
Yeah, a lot of national games. You know, that's what happens when you have the kind of success that they've had recently and you play those kind of big profile games and win them. So, you know, five nationally televised games from Memorial Gym this year. So that's going to be terrific. You're going to have a Tennessee on ESPN, a Florida game on a CBS, Kentucky on ESPN, a lot of TV opportunities for Vanderbilt, especially during conference play. So, you know, it's kind of what goes with the territory. When you have success, you know, it sort of breeds success and the opportunity for you to get more exposure.
Yeah, it means a lot of face time for Joe Fisher, and he'll be packing the sunscreen for Cancun in late November. It's a tough schedule.
I'll tell you,
tough
did you job. Make this schedule, or did Kevin Stallings?
Well, let me tell you something. That Cancun part, I don't get to participate in. If you'll notice, the Cancun part of the schedule is Saturday, November 29th and Sunday, November 30th. Well, Saturday, November 29th, we have a football game at Wake Forest. So I will be doing football, and I will not be making the trip to Cancun.
Joe, I'm not going to be able to do it. I'm not going to be able to do the football game that day, Joe.
I knew there would be a line of volunteers, very ready to fill in. That's, but you know, that happened last year with South Padre. So you know, it happened a few years ago with Maui.
It's tough.
Basketball players gone wild.
We're not going to let that happen again.
5 o'clock tomorrow night for the pregame. 6 o'clock kickoff. Vanderbilt and Rice. Joe, thanks as always, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, guys, take care.